Now, you know, the rich man, Lazarus, was at his door begging for food, and they both died. Verse 20, there was a certain rich beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Now, if you look at verse 22, it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. You're very familiar that when people die, we put their body, whatever we choose to do with the body. And that's what you see. The rich man died and was buried. Now, he probably had a magnificent mausoleum of some sort. A lot of times they didn't bury them in the dirt. They buried them in a cave or in some permanent memorial type place. Now the beggar, it doesn't say he was buried. You know he was buried. But what they do in India, even to this day, because they have so many homeless and beggars on the street, they take a cart, runs through the streets every morning, and they just put the dead bodies in the cart and they take them out to this place where they dump them all. Now, no doubt the beggar didn't have a mausoleum or a burial place, but he was picked up and taken somewhere. Now, you're aware that the beggar and the Lazarus the beggar and the rich man, their body was here. It was no longer viable, but it was here. Now, they, the spirit, which is really you, see, God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost are spirit beings. They do not have physical bodies. That's clear from the scripture. Now, he said, verse 23, this is rich man in hell. He lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his eyes. He was fully intact. He was fully himself in hell. And Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. There is in, it's called Hades in the scripture. Hades is Old Testament. Now, we're not talking about Gehenna. Gehenna is the lake that burns with fire and brimstone in Revelation. We're not at Gehenna. We're at Hades, or sometimes called Sheol, depends on the language they use. Hades is, we'll make it square, I don't know if it's square, but it's compartmental. And this is Abraham's side, and he was in charge of comforting the saints who are waiting on the coming of Jesus. And this is hell. This is the demonic side. And it says there was a gulf between them because the rich man is going to ask, he's going to remember. He said, you tell Lazarus, I see Lazarus over there. He said, I see Lazarus over there. So Lazarus, without his physical body, was totally recognizable. He knew exactly who Lazarus was. Lazarus' body is in a hole somewhere dumped with other homeless people, no doubt. But he knew who he was. He saw him. And the Abraham said, he's addressing to Abraham. Because Abraham's in charge of the place of comfort. And he speaks to Abraham, you'll see it several times. He said, verse 24, Father Abraham, have mercy and send Lazarus. So Lazarus was mobile. He was able to go and come. Not out of this place. I mean, you don't leave this place till Jesus comes and moves them after the resurrection. We'll show you that. But he was fully viable in that place. He could move. He had arms and legs. He was himself. He didn't have his physical body, but he was himself. I want you to see you're a spirit being living in a physical body. That's going to be important to us. And then he said, there's a great, verse 26, besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come. He says, you can't get across this gulf. Nobody goes across back and forth. And then he said, verse 27, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come to his place of torment. You see, his mind was completely intact. Now, follow this. Where was his brain? Brain tissue. Where was the brain? In the ground, in the dirt. But he was fully intact, fully mobile. He had all of his mind, all of his memory. You see that? Sometimes we've so shortcut the scripture that we've given ourselves a faulty image, like asking Jesus into your heart. There's nothing wrong with that per se, except it gives us the wrong visual image. So you see a spirit being. I want you to see a spirit being. Now look at John chapter 1. They are spirit beings. They have bodies made of some materiality. They have arms and legs. They have faces. They have back parts. They're recognizable. They have their mind. Verse 1, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, who's the Word? We look from 1 John 5, the Word is Jesus himself. The Word. Now, there in heaven, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Now, next week, I didn't do it this week on purpose. I'm going to bring you the complete chart. The reason I didn't, because I'm going to use it 2 weeks in a row, and some of you won't bring it back. Is that right? Did I guess right? This is just a hint. Okay. Jesus is going to come to earth, but he's a spirit being. He has to have a physical body because he's going to substitute for me. Now, if you go down to verse 14, the word was made flesh. It was what?
Made flesh.
What does made mean? You make a cake?
Created.
You make a pie? You make a casserole? It means to bring into being. It was made flesh. The word, God the word, came to earth and he was made into flesh. Flesh was made for him.